We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Thursday, December 29th. I'm Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is Jeff Schwartz of Smart on You, powered by the Varsity Podcast Network. It's our weekend wagering preview. We're glad to have you along. It has been an up and down season. We have 2 weeks left in the NFL season, Matt. We were 3-2 last week. We are 3 under .500. We're clawing our way back. However, we need to finish one game above 500 because we lost our tiebreaker last weekend. That'll be the game that will determine whether or not we go over under if we land at 500. We have fun doing this show, Matt. I'm glad that you're back this week, and we'll talk about football heading into the weekend.
Dude, so last week, for listeners who didn't listen or maybe are thinking about other things than our podcast throughout the holiday season, so we really liked Seattle plus 10 against Kansas City. But then we decided not to bet it because we don't like betting against the Chiefs on Jeff's show, right?
Yeah.
So then, I don't know, 2 hours before the game, that shirtless photo of DK Metcalf starts going around. And everyone on Twitter is freaking out because it's, you know, it was 5 degrees in KC or whatever. And I texted to Jeff on our group thread. And Jeff goes, here's the picture. And Jeff goes, loss. Just flat out, just straight loss is the response.
And then I immediately said I would get off that bet.
And I was like, "You're kidding me! Like, this is so stupid." But then you ended up being right, and the Chiefs for once covered a really big number.
Yeah,
against a Seattle team that's starting to look a little bit like the party's over for them. But good call by you. I don't know how DK was the one that queued you up there, but nicely done.
Well, we might go back down the road of the Chiefs again this weekend. We'll see how this one goes. We got backup quarterbacks galore everywhere. We got coaches fired. We have so much happening. And we have a Thursday night football game that I do not expect that people would have thought week 17 the line would be what it is.
Yeah, that's right. It's Dallas at Tennessee. Tennessee getting 11 or 10. Malik Willis is starting. Great week if you have the Dallas fantasy defense in your championship. This is a stay away for us, obviously, just for every reason, but this feels like a great Cowboys teaser game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I feel like every single person is going to have them in a teaser, which is never really good, right? I mean, if you get the 9.5, you tease it down to 3.5, great. But this game was the look ahead line start season was Tennessee by 1.5. And now it's moved, what? It's now 12 points, basically. Tennessee has Malik Willis in there. And look, they're just not competitive, right? They're just not competitive with him in the lineup. He's not ready to play, and they just can't move the ball offensively when he's in the lineup. And at some point, you know, he has to play because Tannehill's hurt. I get that. But they don't have a chance on offense. So far this season, he has thrown – this is crazy. You ready? He's had three starts this year. 55 yards, 80 yards, 99 yards in his three starts. They don't even really use him in the run game either, which is what he can do. He had 43 rushing yards against Houston and 12 against – actually, 12 and 43 against Houston and 46 against the Chiefs. Mind you, he started three games, two against the Texans and one against the Chiefs' 24th-ranked defense, and he has not played well. The Cowboys' defense is really good. Now, they've regressed a little bit this season. They're not as good as they have been. They've been allowing more points. They're second in DVOA, but you know they're allowing a little more points. But Tennessee can't score, and their defense is really hurt. And their defense, what they relied on a big part of this season. And this has all the makings of a blowout. Now, of course, we're not wagering on this game, but I can see the Cowboys winning this game by multiple touchdowns.
Yeah, this is the kind of game where they like to show up. National TV. Bad team, get up early, dominate. Like, it's just, this has the Cowboys formula, but yeah, this is a pass in terms of the spread. I think, weirdly, the Titans, I guess the last 2 years have just fallen apart at the end of the season. So I think all the trends of Vrabel on a short week, if Vrabel is an underdog, Vrabel after a loss, I think you just got to throw it out, especially with Derrick Henry as a possible injury, at least limitation during the game. Okay, moving to Sunday, the Browns at the Commandantes, led by Carson Wentz. Oh boy, this is everywhere from 1.5 to 2.5. I don't know. I think you got to take the Commanders if you're playing this, but we are not playing Carson Wentz.
We're not.
For our lives.
We're not.
Are we? You tell me.
I think the Commanders is certainly the play here, right? We liked Heinicke for a while, but it's very clear that Heinicke just isn't the guy, right? And turnover prone, like the thing that he did was kind of not make mistakes, right? Kind of spark the team, not make. Now he's making mistakes. So you have to put in the more talented quarterback in Carson Wentz. More than anything else, the Browns stink. They're really bad, Matt. Now, Carson Wentz could easily blow this game, and it wouldn't surprise me if he did. But the Browns are not in the playoffs. They've been officially eliminated, I believe, right, from playoff contention.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson so far this season has been awful. Take out even last week when they had, you know, the terrible conditions. 131 yards, 276, 161. He's completing only 57% of his passes. And again, even if you take out last weekend, it's at what? It's at 60%. So it's not like it's that big of a difference. He's just not good. And Washington's defense is good, right? Like, Washington's defense can play in this game against the Browns. I would have no, just the Carson Wentz thing is obviously not good. But you tell me that Washington can't play defense against the Browns. Can we do enough to win by a field goal, you think? Or is that not even possible?
Absolutely, I think so. It's just it's just a matter of whether Wentz kills them, to be honest. And, I mean, Wentz looked good last week, for what it's worth, against the 49ers team that already had that game in hand. I mean, the thing is, the Browns' run defense is terrible. This is a great chance for Brian Robinson to kind of take this one over. I mean, the Commanders, like, they've, you know, their wins this year, for the most part, they have the impressive Eagles win, and then they've, you know, sort of been close against a bunch of decent teams. But, you know, they beat the Bears, they beat the Colts, they beat the Falcons, they beat the Texans. Like, they tend to take care of business against teams that are worse than them. And this is for their playoff lives, and the Browns have nothing to play for. So I think there are some 1.5s out there. And I have a feeling, like, you know, if we were doing this for real and not just for a show, we would probably say, like, cool, there's a 1.5 at, let's just say, FanDuel right now. That's the one we want to hit. I'm cool with 1.5.
Yeah, and this is a game that I would bet right now on Wednesday that this number gets to 2.5 before kickoff.
Yeah.
Probably not even the 3.
Possibly more, yeah.
Really? You think you'll just get...
I mean,
I feel like just, a 3 will get Browns buyback, but I feel like this is going to go up by kickoff. Like we're getting the best of the line now.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very cool with 1.5. It shifted as we're talking, so I'm happy to grab it now. Well, so we'll take the advantage of doing this on a Wednesday for
which
once.
We rarely get. All right, let's go to the next game. This one's very interesting here.
Okay, nice. Dolphins at Patriots. The Dolphins are +3. Obviously, yeah. The big news this week was Tua and his concussion. I assume that all broke after you guys talked on Monday, right?
It did, yeah. So Tua is concussed, and even today, as we record this on Wednesday, Mike McDaniel has said that Teddy Bridgewater is a starter. They're going to give Tua some rest. I would imagine he doesn't play the rest of the season.
Including playoffs?
Maybe if they get to the playoffs, he'll play. But he won't play the next 2 weeks, in my opinion. It's so funny, man. You know, a lot of us saw him, you know, obviously hit his head against the Bills. And the following weekend, he hit his head, I believe, against the Jets, right? And that was very scary. It was the Bengals. Very scary play. He had the neurological reaction where his arms are kind of, and fingers are kind of stuck above his head. And it seemed very apparent that he had two concussions in 2 weeks, really in 4 days. Now he gets a third concussion. And look, the way he played in the second half of that game, Mike McDaniel at least says that, hey, they thought something was wrong with him. So they asked him to go get checked out. That's the story I think they're going with. And he did play that poorly in the second half of that game, where you do wonder whether there was something just not right with him. And a lot of us said, like, hey, man, it might be best to rest for the remainder of the season. Dolphins fans got so angry and why are you just about someone else? I go, I don't know. I don't talk about everyone's injury, but we have a guy, a quarterback, who has a very public history with concussions in just one season. Like, it makes sense for a lot of us to be like, you know what? I think his well-being is more important than finishing out the season. So, I'd imagine he's out in the next 2 weeks as he gets ready to go. But I'll tell you what, man, this last concussion, if it happened on the play that everyone has shared, he's got to learn how to take a hit better. Like, that's not that big of a hit. Like, you just got to be able to not – you can't get concussed on that type of play and have a long career, in my opinion. And I wish him the best. I hope he gets healthy as soon as possible. But it makes sense to want to have him sit out. And in regards to this game – I have no feel for it. I mean, New England's just such a bad shape right now. They're probably going to play well on defense against Teddy Bridgewater, but Mac Jones is just untrustworthy.
Dude, are we sure we don't want to get one more chance here for the Dolphins and Teddy Bridgewater as an underdog against this awful Patriots team?
At 3 points?
At three. At 2.5, you know, maybe not. I think that's about right. But I think with a three, I mean... we've talked about it on this show a million times. Teddy Bridgewater as an underdog is like one of the best bets you can make historically, just automatic cover machine. I think I'm above average in the Tua fan club for most of the non-Dolphins fans out there. I don't think Teddy is that big of a downgrade. I think that they'll still be able to get the explosive plays with the receivers. And, you know, there's not like a crazy weather events in New England this week. I think it's just going to be like one of those kind of close games in Miami. Like Miami should have won. I mean, we took the Packers last week. I really liked them, but they could have easily run away with that game if Tua didn't sort of, you know, have the concussion, probably, we're not sure, and have sort of a second half meltdown. So I think this is a really nice buy low spot on the Dolphins, and I think later in the week people are going to be like, oh yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, what an opportunity. It's a little bit risky, but in a week where a lot of things are up in the air, and I mean, are the Patriots technically still alive for that playoff spot? I guess they are.
Yeah, no, they certainly are. Yeah, they're both. This is like a loser leave town game, right? Like the loser's for sure out of the wild card.
I mean, there's one team that's just massively better than the other, right? There just is. I know it's a road game. I know it's New England. I know it's Belichick, but you know, I think the Dolphins could, and the Dolphins have had good success against the Patriots over the years. So I would consider this, but if you're not really into it, we can pass it.
I'm not into it now. I mean, I mean, it might be one of our five. We don't know if we're going to have five that we like yet.
Yeah.
I get the reasoning. The one concern I have is Teddy Bridgewater outside in the cold against a really good Patriots defense. And this could just be an ugly, ugly game. And the three is better than 2.5, obviously, but this could be like a 13-10. I mean, I'll take a push, obviously. But New England's defense is bad. I mean, excuse me, offense is terrible. The Dolphins are the better football team, even with Teddy Bridgewater in there, I think.
I mean, sure. The Patriots D has been good, but like they did give up. When they've played good teams, it's been clear they've been outclassed. And last week against the Bengals, they came back, but, you know, gave up 33 to Minnesota, 24 to Buffalo, 30 to the Raiders. And you know, maybe it should have been 24. The Bengals just, you know, scored three straight or, you know, 22 straight to start the game. Like, I don't trust them against a good team. But enough about this game. That's a maybe. Let's move on. Well, let's not even discuss Cardinals-Falcons, let's right? Falcons are laying 3.5.
Just skip it.
Happy on. Trails, J.J. Watt. So, great career.
Sorry. If you came here, Falcons or Cardinals fans, to hear you talk about your team, I think there's a we say on I do Sirius Radio, I do Pacto Radio. We always joke there's a channel for that, right? If there's any other topic that we want to bring up,
that's right,
that we don't want to really talk, we say there's a channel for that, and there certainly is. There's a channel to listen to Cardinals Texans preview. Cardinals Falcons preview. It's just not this channel, guys. Just not this channel.
Oh, we're definitely going to be discussing the Texans who are hosting the Jags.
No, don't I don't
the Texans
do
are plus 4.5.
I don't want to do this.
We don't have to do it.
I feel like every year, every time we've been in the Texans this year, we've lost every single game except week one. We love
yeah,
week
because
one.
they didn't cover except for the last, I think they've covered now three of the last four. This is a completely irrelevant game for both teams, essentially, right? Like I don't exactly know how Peterson plays this with resting guys, and you know, because the game next week, for those who aren't incredibly dialed into the AFC South playoff race, this game does not matter because next week the Jags play the Titans, and yeah, whoever wins that game wins the division and makes the playoffs.
This game matters if Jacksonville loses. If Tennessee wins Thursday, it doesn't matter at all.
No, it doesn't, because if they go to let's say one team wins, one team loses. One team is 8-7. One team is 7-9.
Who's the tiebreaker?
7-9.
But who's the tiebreaker, though? No, they're both 7-8.
Well, it
right
gets
now.
Determined because it gets determined
okay.
next week.
Okay. Whatever. So
it doesn't matter.
So you want Houston plus 4.5?
I guess. I don't want it. I don't, Jeff, let's be 100% clear. I don't want to do that. That's just what you have to do if you're picking this game. But I'm not dying to do it, obviously.
Yeah,
if we don't have five other games, like this should be
one of those you just like sort of have to do. We don't even have one, like we don't have one yet. We're just like we're putting in, I think, that we greatly feel great about yet. We have three that we have maybes, and two of them I like a decent amount. So hey man, we'll have to put this one in.
One thing that is interesting is we bet in the beginning of the year the Bears to have the worst record in the NFL. And if the Texans win this game, then we actually might win that bet, Jeff, because the Bears, the Texans have that stupid Colts tie.
Yes.
And they could end up being the second overall pick here, and we could win that bet, which I believe was like a 7-1 or something like that. I'll double check that. But that would be a nice one for us to put in the bank after we've gotten ripped off out of a few of these.
It'd be incredible. It'd be so much fun.
Worst record plus 750. Woof! Let's go, Houston. At this point, we're
not likely to make a decent amount of money on those futures. At least
that would help.
Yeah, it would certainly help. Yes.
Man. Well, God, this game makes me want to just throw my TV into a river of some sort. The Colts and Nick Foles are going to the Giants. The Giants are laying 6. God. I mean. This started at 3. I would have loved it at 3, but at 6, I mean 5 or 6, just forget it.
No, I can't get you in on that.
I mean, let's hear it.
I mean, let's play the game of how many points are the Colts going to score in this game? Like, what do you think?
I mean, they just put up 30 something against the Vikings.
That's a different quarterback, by the way.
Yeah, and this could just be a total hanging up job. They have nothing to play for on Saturday.
Before the 36, by the way, it was 19, 17, 16, 25, 3, 16, 10. And 3 last weekend.
They looked really terrible on Monday. Like, I mean, the Chargers D is not like, it's not the 85 Bears by any means.
I mean, 3 is obviously better than 6, but the Giants, I feel like, I mean, I don't know. The Giants,
there's every, a 5.5 out
every
there.
Game's close for the Giants, but I would actually be fine taking the Giants in the spot. It's not great, but I just sometimes kind of like throw out a little bit of like the you know bet splits and whatnot, and just take the team here that's going to kick their ass.
Yeah, Well, one thing that I didn't mention when we talked about the Commanders, but this is so this is kind of an interesting trend. Teams that are eliminated that need to win over the last final weeks of the season. So the Colts are eliminated. The Giants need a win. They don't actually need it quite as much as the Commanders do. But those teams that you tend to count out hit 63% of the time against the spread since 1990. So those bad teams, let's remember that next week when there's like, oh, if you know this team just wins, then they're in the playoffs, just like Jacksonville last year.
Yeah.
Upset Carson Wentz and the Colts famously. This is one of those where you're like, wait a second, how do they possibly cover this one? But I don't know. I think the Giants are too disciplined. I'm okay with this, especially there is a 5.5 again at FanDuel.
Yeah.
That I would at least I put
it in the maybe category, just in the maybes, yeah. In the maybes. Yeah. 'Cause this next one, ugh.
God, this, I don't know how you possibly could have a read on this game. It's your Chiefs land 13 against the Broncos. This actually got up to 13.5 and then somehow came back down to 13. I guess now it's 12. You can find some 12.5 somewhere. I mean, do you actually think the Chiefs might be a good play here? I can't imagine that they are.
No, they're, it's not, but God, this game could sucks. Be like 31-10. I mean, it's could easily be a shit show for the Broncos again. But no, the Chiefs just look, need to keep winning. And hope Cincinnati wins on Monday night, and then they end up with the one seed. So they're winning by any means possible right now. I don't think that they're trying to win by a lot, by a little, just trying to get on the win. I would stay away from this.
Yeah. Chiefs haven't covered it in their last 5 against the AFC West, 3 out of their last 16 against the spread against a team with a losing record. And this is, the Broncos are a total disaster. Their defensive coordinator turned down the head coaching job, which is insane. Did you hear that Shannon Sharpe said that Russell Wilson has his own office and his own parking spot for the Broncos, and that's pissing true. His teammates off?
Well, it pisses them off because they stink. That's why.
So if they were good, it wouldn't matter?
Yes.
That's really?
Yeah.
Did Eli Manning have his own parking spot in his own office?
He did not. Nope. No. Just Russell Wilson, just the corniest person of all time.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe the Jerry Rosberg era is gonna get off to a bang and they'll cover a 13.5.
I'll bet against that. It's not even, you can't even tease this number either. It's such a bad, it's like an unteasable number.
I know.
I mean, you could seven point tease it, but still, it's just like,
there's a lot of good teaser games this week, which means that everyone's going to get killed. All right, the NFC South Division Championship, the Panthers at the Bucks. The Bucks are laying 3 in a confounding line where everyone's betting the Panthers. And I don't know. What do we do here?
Are you going to contrary and bet the Bucks in this game? I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
The Bucks. I watched an inordinate amount of that game on Sunday because I was in Tampa with my in-laws. And they're Bucks fans. And every time Brady would go back to pass, they had no hope. It's unbelievable. I was like, guys, this is Tom Brady. Like, don't you like, aren't you enjoying this at all? It's they're miserable to watch. Brady looks totally lifeless out there. They barely beat Trace McSorley in a game where the Cardinals didn't even play well. But for some reason, it's like, is Darnold going to go on the road and win a playoff game, essentially, like against the Bucks defense? I don't know. The 3 is it's a very fishy line because I don't think anyone in the world is going to be on the Bucks. I don't get why it's 3.
Yeah, I think we stay away from this one, right?
Yeah,
it feels like two. The Bucks are the worst team covering the NFL. The Panthers off a huge win against the Lions. Rush for 500 yards. Like it's. I just would stay away.
Very fishy. Away.
Yeah, it's very totally fishy. 100% fishy.
I don't like it. That's just stay away from a mile away from that. All right, so we're almost to the late window here, and we have, I think, one game we truly like, if that. Curious if this is another one. Bears at Lions. Another, their second meeting of the season. The Lions are laying 6. Maybe a 5.5 out there. What do you think here? All the money's on the Bears. I don't like it either.
The Bears kind of just stink. Like last week, like they're not even a. They're kind of not even at the point where like, are they like a fun stinky team? Or they just kind of just they're just not very good though, right? Like Justin Fields is fun. The rest of the team just kind of is really really bad.
Yeah,
I would stay away from this one, or I take the Lions. I just think the Lions just kind of bounce back this weekend and kind of kick their butts.
Yeah, Lions inside again, back home. Feels like they haven't been home in a long time. They've covered 8 straight against the NFC North. The Jamal Williams thing is kind of interesting. He's questionable as we're recording this. He might miss the game. I don't know. I think that this is maybe a buy low spot on the Lions. And for some reason, every week, everyone just loves the Bears, but they never cover. That's the thing about the Bears that's kind of interesting is everyone thinks they're like last year's Lions. But looking, if I do this quickly, I think the Bears have covered 1 out of their last 5. Like they've gotten blown out.
Yeah, they're not covering. Yeah, you're right. Because we bet on them. They're not covering.
Yeah. In the game they covered against Philly, Jalen Hurts got injured. So it's sort of like they're kind of a mirage, I think. So at 5.5, I'm not scared of the Lions. They're a great tease. Just tease that game down to a pick. That's a great tease.
You put them and the Giants together.
And maybe the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But then you get 7.5, which stinks. But that's I don't know. I don't think this is gonna make our list, but I think I would lean Lions as well. All right, Saints Eagles. The Eagles, as we're recording this, are 6.5-point favorites. There's still no official word on Jalen Hurts. This number feels like a bit of a hedge, just in case he does play. But am I crazy to like the Saints here, Jeff?
Well, if Jalen Hurts doesn't play, I'm with you on the Saints here at 6. But the bigger injury to me in this game is Lane Johnson, the Eagles right tackle, not playing. And I know the report today said it was he might come back for the playoffs. I don't know. I've had the injury before. It's tough for a offensive lineman to play through. Adrian Peterson, the year he rushed for 2,000 yards, he played through this injury, but that position is much easier than what Lane has to do. That's a huge loss for the Eagles. And so I would be okay, but like, Dalton on the road in the cold. I guess they just won last weekend doing the exact same thing. It's not the Browns they're playing, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one's tough. Because the Saints, I just are not good on offense. And they're sort of poorly coached, too. So how much faith do you put in them to get this job done here?
It's mostly, I think that people aren't totally... I mean, no one is reacting in the public to the Saints result last week, where I mean they look terrible, but so did a lot of teams outside. With Philly, it's just like we haven't. I don't feel like Minshew, the loss of the possible MVP and the possible best right tackle in football, is being priced into this at all. And I think everyone's like, oh, it's the Eagles, like they're going to be fine.
Price, isn't this the price with Hurts playing? I mean, with Hurts playing.
I think so. I mean. I think so.
No. This stuff, excuse me. This is the price with Minshew playing. If Hurts was playing, it'd be like 9 or 10.
Yes, I think I agree.
I said it the wrong way. Yeah. So this is priced in with Hurts not playing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the Saints do a couple of things well that kind of scare me if I'm an Eagles fan here. Like they can run the ball pretty well.
Yes.
They have a very good front. You know, their defensive line is a strength, which could, you know, be a problem for a backup quarterback outside in a sort of must win. Like, I just feel like this is going to be a sort of an ugly mess of a game, but this is one of those where the Eagles could come out and, you know, absolutely, they could just get up 21-0 like they always do, and then the Saints have just no answer. But I don't know. I don't love this, but I was curious if the Lane Johnson thing was going to be a good enough argument.
The Lane Johnson is a huge problem. Like Cam Jordan's going to have a really good opportunity here to get off. Lots of sharps on New Orleans, by the way.
Yeah, this is the sort of sharp play of the week. I don't know. I think we're going to need to like take a look back at what we actually
I've written them down. We have 6 we like so far.
This is like a light maybe, I think. And later in the week, I think with the Hurts thing, like this could end up being like Eagles by 4.5 if Minshew is announced as starter. I have a feeling that could be the case. All right. Well, speaking of starters, the first game of this late window, as we're recording this, there's this weird rumor going around that Derek Carr might not play in the Raiders 49ers game. So we've got numbers up that just sort of steamed up to the Niners laying 9.5 in Vegas. What can you explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so the reports are that Derek Carr might not play because the Raiders want to get rid of him after the season. If he gets hurt this season, then his contract is guaranteed for next season. So that's kind of along the lines of what it is. And so they're going to sit him because he's not going to play. They don't want him they don't want to be on the hook for him. And they're going to get rid of him in the offseason. So he's not going to play this week. That's why I think the line steamed all the way up 4 points today.
So, I mean, that would be pretty interesting. That's essentially saying that they want the option to cut Derek Carr if they don't play him this week. Like, that's an underrated, huge offseason domino. And the Raiders are out of the playoffs, right? Is that they're officially out?
Like a under 1% chance they make it.
Okay. So then I think you just have to play him at least a little bit. I don't know. That's pretty interesting.
Not with a backup quarterback against the Niners defense, I don't think.
Man. This is a fascinating choice. If Carr does play, I mean, you would have to take the Raiders here, but like, I was prepared to have to at least make the choice, but this 49ers team is—they're an absolute juggernaut, and I can see them just absolutely running through this team inside. They are unbelievable. So I mean, this is a stay away for us for now. But man, what a strange situation we have here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Man, all right. Well, check back in on that one. Jets, Seahawks. Mike White is back. He is a road favorite in Seattle. Which, man, what a sentence. Those numbers, the money's split here, 50-50. It seems like everyone's just done with Seattle. Are you interested in backing Seattle as a home dog fighting for their lives?
Yeah. Why would I take Mike White on the road?
Yeah. I'm really confused by this.
I think it's more of just Seattle's can really come back to earth, where they absolutely have. They're playing a really good Jets defense, and the idea that Mike White kind of gives this offense a little more juice, which is totally possible. I think the under is certainly in play here. I think both teams are going to have trouble scoring this game. But yeah, we're not taking the Jets here. Three is better than 2.5. Seattle just hasn't played as great lately. That's the problem. It's not been as good lately.
Yeah. I mean, there's this thing that, I mean, we're going to see this with some of these teams this week, whether it's Detroit or the Giants or Washington or Seattle or the Jets. Like, one of these teams like have to get over the hump, and you can't just just show up and like be good and be fun and whatever. Jaguars is the same thing. Like, can you actually go on the road in the cold with the toughest home field advantage in the league and win a game to make the playoffs? Like, can Mike White do that? Is he that good of a quarterback, and are the Jets that good of a defense that they can go and do that? We'll see. But I feel like just the chance to bet on the Seahawks as a home dog when everyone is off of them, it just feels, I don't get why more people aren't on this one.
I think Mike, people just expect this offense to be much different with Mike White. And we have seen that happen. And Seattle, again, it's really struggled lately. That's part of the problem. Seattle just hasn't been very good lately.
I don't love backing Geno the way he's played and against this good of a defense, but I just think you have to do it.
I mean, I put it down as a maybe.
Okay. All right, moving on to the late window Sunday. Here it is, Jeff. This is the one. Vikings at Packers. The Packers are laying 3.5 now. 3.5 point favorites. Everyone thinks Rodgers is running the table here.
We take the Vikings, right?
Can we please take the Vikings?
Absolutely.
Can we please take the Vikings? This line is ridiculous, man. What are we doing here? Make the case.
Well, the case is the Packers are kind of hot right now, but they're not as good as I think the winning streak indicates. And the Vikings, again, I don't believe that much of the Vikings, but you know, they play close football games, right? Like they won't be intimidated by playing Green Bay. They'll be able to move the ball in this Packers defense. It took three truly awful turnovers from Tua for the Packers to win this game. If Cousins doesn't do that, the Vikings are going to win. I'm 3.5 is a lot of points. It's a big overreaction, in my opinion.
Big overreaction for a team that I think everyone just doesn't respect Minnesota.
I'm with that too a little bit.
And week one, it was a blowout. The Vikings absolutely rolled the Packers. I think it was their only blowout win of the season. They've weirdly done decently against the Packers in the past few years. The hook here is crazy. The fact that this open 2.5, everyone keeps betting the Packers. The Packers, you mentioned the Tua thing, but also Christian Watson becoming a decent option for Aaron Rodgers completely changed his offense. He got injured in the first half last week, and it was all about the defense. And I just feel like this is a great turn into a pumpkin game for Green Bay. Even if they win by three, we still cover this one with the hook. This is my favorite of the week.
The hook is what is the big deal here, guys. Like, that's 3.5 is crazy, dude. It's insane that we get 3.5 on this one. I'm with you.
Yeah, this is an all-in play for me. And it's worth mentioning that the Vikings could actually be in play for the one seed somehow.
Yeah,
so which sounds insane, but I mean, I guess it shouldn't be considering that they seem to win every week. Yeah. But yeah, if the Eagles lose, which is possible if Minshew's playing, then they have the Bears next week. Like, this is a huge, huge game for Minnesota. And Green Bay has Detroit next week, which probably will matter more in the playoff hunt, you know, theoretically. So love the Vikings here. Moving on to the Battle of LA. Do you have a lean here? The Chargers are laying 6.5 to the frisky Rams.
Don't bet on the Chargers. That's my advice on this one. I'm not sure I bet on the Rams either, but I would not bet on the Chargers in this spot. Just when things go well for the Chargers, when things crap the bed. I even would be okay taking Rams for 6.5, but over the Chargers minus 6.5.
I know. Why do I like that? I feel like McVay is having fun. Because
no one trusts the Chargers. He's totally having fun because no one trusts the Chargers. Because they're the Chargers. That's why. No one trusts them. That's why.
And Mayfield's looked fine. I mean, it's clear the Rams are still playing, you know, as if they're in the mix. Great teaser game, Jeff. Another 6.5-point teaser down. You could get just a pick for the Chargers.
The reason why the Rams are bad but playing hard is because they don't have a first-round pick. They have no reason to tank.
Yeah, exactly.
No reason to tank.
And the Chargers, by the way, like, kind of have nothing to play for here. They're in the playoffs. I mean, I guess this would affect their seeding, they're going to be on the road anyway.
The 5 or the 6 seed is going to end up being, you know, their fate this year.
Yeah, I guess they're eyeing. Yeah. They're figuring they're playing either the Chiefs or the Bills or the Bengals. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. So I don't know. That's interesting. I think that's a sneaky Rams play, but I don't have the stones to make it on the air.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Sunday night game, Steelers at Ravens. Ravens laying 3. We don't know what Lamar's deal is. I'm guessing, what do we think?
No.
That he is going to play with this number? I guess not.
I don't think he's playing.
I don't think he is either.
So let's do it. Let's do what we always do.
No? We can. I love this one as another teaser. There's no chance that either of these teams is winning by 10. This is a, I, yeah, I, Go ahead. Explain.
I mean, this is an AFC North matchup with two teams basically struggling at quarterback. You always take the points in this game, right? You absolutely do. The Steelers are still fighting for the playoffs. Like, they're still in it. They just had this come-from-behind win against the Panthers. The Raiders. They just beat the Panthers as well. Like, their defense is playing better lately. And remember, they lost this game a couple weeks ago. We had the Steelers in this contest, right? -2 or -2.5, or whatever it was. And they got bullied by Baltimore. Remember, Baltimore ran it down their throats in that game. Not happening this week. We lost that game, if you recall, because Trubisky threw 3 red zone interceptions.
Yep.
Like, that's not going to happen because he hopefully doesn't have to play in this game.
I think you're right. And even if Lamar plays, Lamar is not going to be Lamar.
No.
And there is simply no vertical passing threat for the Ravens at all. At 3, there's a lot of 2.5s now. If there is a way for us to get a 3, I absolutely would take 3.
You can still get a 3. It's around.
Yeah. All right. Let's take the 3. We love Tomlin as an underdog. Underdogs have covered 20 of the last 29
coming,
here.
Fox bet coming for the win. +3. Thank you, employers.
Let's go. Steelers are a little bit hot. Watt's a little bit healthier. Steelers have covered 4 or 5. Yep. I mean, this is just take the points game and maybe don't
put this in here. The underdog has covered 20 of the last 29 meetings between these two teams. And then really they pushed 3 times. So it's really like 20 out of 26 times.
Yep.
That's good.
Wow.
I like it.
Damn. All right, Steelers. Let's go. I bet Steelers over 7.5 before the season. So that would
It's in our wagers.
Oh yeah, we did bet that. That would be huge. Let's go. Incredible Monday night game, possibly for the one seed. We'll see what the Chiefs have to say about that. The Bills are at the Bengals. The Bengals are getting 1.5 at home on a Monday night game. Their biggest regular season game in what feels like a long time.
Very quickly, breaking news alert. I don't know if you want to put some noise here. It is announced as we're doing this that the Raiders are benching Derek Carr.
They're benching Derek Carr.
We'll start Jared Stidham.
Oh my God.
Carr has $40 million that becomes guaranteed if he can't pass a physical.
Wow. So this is basically them saying he's not our quarterback next year.
Correct.
Wow. What do you think?
It was coming to this. Hmm. It felt that way, right?
I guess. I mean, future Colts starter, future Jets starter, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Future Commander starter. Oh. I just feel like this is such a weird move. If you're even a little bit alive for the playoffs, but I guess maybe like, do you think that this is like a Raiders, Mark Davis has no money kind of deal?
No,
like this is
no. I think just Josh McDaniels and Carr don't seem to work well together.
Huh. I'm very surprised that they are doing this. And wow, can we just say like this isn't really penetrating analysis? What a tough beat for Davante Adams fantasy owners. Like, what a tough beat for your championship to have Derek Carr benched for a technicality the last week. By the way, Derek Carr and Davante Adams are like best friends, right? Like I feel like that's such a weird dynamic. Wow, what a disaster.
So Jared Stidham is starting. Do you feel any better about the Niners -10?
I'm wondering if we can get what the numbers are going to look like as we're recording this. This is a big breaking news on air. Still seeing some tens now. I don't know. We're not laying 10 with Brock Purdy on the road. Forget it.
Right. That's where the
money is. All right, let's get back to this game that's actually awesome, the Bills-Bengals. My instinct here is to just grab the 1.5 with the Bengals, but I don't think I would put that in our contest. I think I'd just rather watch this.
So the Bengals have covered like 20 of 23 games. It's insane the way they're able to cover.
It's crazy.
18 and 21, something. They've been a covering machine, and they're playing some really good football. Look, that second half against the Patriots wasn't great. I think we're aware of that. But they're still, and to me, the best team in the AFC right now. The thing with the Bills, it's been tough, is Josh Allen's elbow has really changed the way he's played. He has not played as well the last 6, 7, 8 weeks since that elbow injury. Now you're on the road against a Bengals team that continually feels like an underdog. And of course, I have rooting interest in this. I would really like to, for the Bengals to win this game, so it would allow the Chiefs to have the one seed. But you can never count out Buffalo, man. Like, you just can't. Like, this is a game, I think you just, to your point, you sit back, you watch this game, you enjoy it, and you just put no money on it. Just enjoy the awesome. Monday you have an incredible day of football. You combine both sports because you have the New Year's 6 bowl games. You have On Monday, you end up having, I'm going to pull up just to make sure we have this correctly here. I know you have the Cotton Bowl, you have USC and Tulane for sure. I know that game is happening, and the Rose Bowl. So you end up having, here, right here. I'm going to pull the day up. Okay, January 1st, excuse me, January 2nd. You ready? So you have USC and Tulane on ESPN at 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rose Bowl on ESPN, Utah, Penn State, followed by Bills, Bengals on ESPN. How about that?
Let's go.
That's a great lineup of football right there. Good for, I don't work for them, I guess. So bad for ESPN. But I would say that I just would watch this game and put no money on it. Just enjoy the game that's going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that, you know, the Lyle Collins injury is huge for Cincy. They haven't adjusted super well to those offensive line injuries as they've come. I think this is a good bet live game, Jeff. I think whoever gets out to an early lead in this one, unless Cincy like comes out, I mean, even if it's Cincy, I think this is a good like, hey, whoever gets out early, if there's like a 4.5, 6-point line that you can grab in the game, just take the other side. But another huge injury for the Bengals. I don't know. It almost feels like the Bengals would be better off dropping this game. I know that sounds kind of weird, but like at some point they can't just win every single week and cover every single week. And I feel like it'd be good for them to fly under the radar and coming into the playoffs. But
the
division
this.
Is still in play here, so they kind of do have to win this unless if the Steelers pull off that upset.
I've thought about this, like being hot entering the postseason on the NFL side is kind of good. Like a lot of champions win that way. They just get hot and just win all the way through. The Chiefs did that a couple years ago. The Bucks did that a few years ago as well. So to me, that's not, in other sports, it feels like it's a bad thing, right? Like in baseball, you're the hottest team in baseball. Yeah. You didn't then just like lay an egg in the post. But football feels like it's good for you. And so I'm with you. I originally thought like, yeah, they should, you know, for their own sake, they should lose a game here. But I don't think that's true though. I think you just, for maybe football, not. Winning is tough to do. And winning is a way to is just kind of I think you're okay with continuing to do that.
I agree. I mean, I will say though, for Cincy, the Bills are obviously they have a better record, but Cincy has lost one game since October 10th.
It was a Halloween
like their last, they lost that weird Halloween game to the Browns. They lost that game to the Ravens. That was October 9th. And since then, they have pretty much run the table, and they have played some really good teams in there, including the Chiefs, including some road games. So this is a really, really big test for them. The Bills, it feels like the Bills have a test every week, and they pass it all the time. So we'll learn a lot from this game. I can't wait to watch it.
Absolutely.
But, very why don't we
– you want to do college football first, or you want to get to the – you want to finalize our five games?
Why don't we wrap our five so that we can just put a bow in that?
So we have Minnesota plus the 3.5 and Pittsburgh plus 3 is for sure. Okay.
Those are locks.
Yep. Those are locks. I like Washington minus the 1.5.
Done. Let's put it in.
I know that's maybe, and you liked, I feel like you liked Miami minus plus the 3 more than anything else you've talked about.
I just like, I think New England stinks. And I think that the Dolphins offense is not going to be that effective.
Okay. So then we have now one spot left. We could go with, so Seattle's at home against.
Seattle. We liked, who else was
the Jets?
There? Seattle, New Orleans.
So New Orleans is on the road. Detroit's at home laying the 5.5. The Giants at home laying 5.5. Houston plus 4.5 at home.
Throw out the Texans. We don't bet the Texans anymore on this show.
Do you want to take a run with one of these favorites, Giants or Lions at home?
What about Seattle? Is it getting points at home for their lives against Mike White?
I just they just have played such bad football lately.
If you have a feel on the Giants or the Lions, I'm fine with that.
It feels very square, but like, God, I hate having to watch the Giants try to cover 5.5. They never win. They never win games.
The Colts are gonna quit, man. Like that game. If the Giants get up 7-0, that game's over. Like it's just over.
Let me see what the temperature is going to be. Hopefully it's cold. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Indoor team going outside. No Jonathan Taylor. It's only supposed to be
52 this weekend.
New Orleans, Seattle, Giants, Lions. Let's do, should we, I mean, and by the way, on the Miami thing, like, it is a risk. And it's, you know, the game I felt strongest about was Minnesota. If you're out on Miami, I'm fine swapping it, but it seems like we don't have one that we like better than that.
No. The Giants is interesting. The Giants don't score a lot of points. That's the problem. Yeah. Like, they don't score a lot. So taking them as a big favorite, it's got to be out, right? The Lions can score. The Bears just, they allow so many points.
I'm okay with, I think it's buy low on the Lions. Yeah. I think any of these final three are good, responsible plays. The New Orleans one is the shakiest because it's Dalton on the road.
So you want to put Detroit minus 5.5? So we end up having Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Washington, Miami, Detroit.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine staying off of
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Detroit plus 5.5 or minus 5.5. Let's go.
Minus. I think the Bears are kind of just done, man.
They can also they could pull fields in that if that's out of hand. Like, that's not impossible.
The Lions, I think one thing too about this Lions team too is they got out physical last weekend, and I feel like they're going to come out this weekend and just try to, you know, pound the Bears, right? Like, just say, we're not going to take this, right? And kind of go after them differently than we've seen them do.
Don't you think the public was on Detroit last week too? Like, everyone loved Detroit, and I feel like the week after you get burned and then you play a bad team.
Except the Sharps. The Sharps love Carolina. That boy steamed up to the Panthers minus 2.
Carolina. We didn't do it. Maybe we should have. Why don't you walk us through? All right, so we've got our five. We've got Miami plus 3, the Vikings plus 3.5. Steelers plus 3, Washington minus 1.5, and Detroit minus 5.5. Why don't you preview our two college football playoff games here? The first one is the Saturday earlier game is TCU Michigan. Michigan 7.5, maybe 8. All right, it feels like the Wolverines are the play here, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this one's going to get out of hand, I think. Michigan is just so good all over the field, and they're just so physically dominating that I think that you have an opportunity here to really kind of physically control this game. By the way, TCU is worse in, so let me see here. Michigan, okay, here we go. Yeah. So Michigan's better points per drive on offense and defense, both of them, right? And they're rated 6 in special teams, and TCU's 31. I just feel like Michigan will be able to use this rest and recovery to kind of attack them a little bit. Plus, TCU does not rush the passer very well, and they're bad in the red zone on defense. Like, those things do not add up to success against this Michigan team. I think this game, and most semifinal games end up being blowouts. This one feels like could be like 3 touchdowns. I think Michigan ends up just
dominating. Yeah, it doesn't feel like I've heard one person make the case that this is the spot for TCU. I am already building a cross amateur professional teaser with Michigan that I will reveal after your next game.
You need to put Georgia.
Well, all right, let's talk about Georgia. They're unless you have more to add on this game.
What's the number right now?
What's 6.5 looks like.
Okay, so this is the first bowl game I bet immediately. Ohio State. This is going to sound mean, but it's not. They're a little soft. And Georgia is not soft. And they are going to truck Ohio State. It's going to be ugly. This season, when Georgia has cared about a football game, which has been a handful of times because they're so good, they've absolutely rocked their opponent's world. And they've covered all these games. I'm going to put it on for you. You ready? Oregon, obviously. They kicked Oregon's ass. They cared about playing Florida. They won that game by 22. The next weekend, they went to Tennessee. They host Tennessee. Remember that high-flying Tennessee team? 27-13, they covered that game. They covered the final game of the year in the SEC championship game, 50-30. Mississippi State, ranked Mississippi State team. They won that game 45-19. I can't read for some reason today. When they have wanted to play, they have smashed the teams they have played. And I feel like we're going to get that again. Ohio State is very talented. They have good players on the defensive line. They have good players on the offense. They have wide receivers. I think Georgia's is too much. And I get this at 6.5. I'm all for it. All for Georgia. Okay.
I like the pick. I'm going to propose to you the following 7-point tease.
Okay, 7 points.
I'm just going to propose this. Okay. Georgia plus half a point. You're not supposed to tease through zero, but this is a 100-leg tease, so bear with me, guys. Michigan minus one. San Francisco minus three at Vegas with Stidham.
Okay.
Pittsburgh plus 10 against Baltimore.
That's the best leg so far, yeah.
Detroit plus one against Chicago. Minnesota plus 10.5 against Green Bay.
I'm betting this right now.
And KC.
I would not put Kansas City in that.
Okay, let's dump the Chiefs. We're getting greedy. I feel like I need one more leg, though.
Okay. The other Giants.
Giants basically just to win. Tease through zero again.
No. Who? Pittsburgh. You put Detroit in there, right?
Uh-huh. Not Philly.
Are the Panthers going to lose by 10 points to the Bucs?
I can't get killed on the Panthers. What about the Rams.
No, what about
What about
the Chargers? What about the Chargers?
Just to win? Dude, yeah. The Chargers, I can't lose the Chargers. I can't do it.
What about Cowboys? Thursday Night Football.
Cowboys down to four and a half.
You could re-hit it again if it loses. Or are you just being too
good? Oh, yeah. No, that's right. Then you're basically you just do it again.
Yeah.
What are we? Wow, there's a 9.5 out there for at BetMGM.
I've seen a lot. I don't have that option.
Wait,
how about Eagles down to pick them?
Eagles just to win?
Yeah.
With the backup quarterback, I'm just a little scared of that.
Okay.
I see 10. I mean, we can get that down to 3.5 for Dallas. Let's throw that in and then you can void it. Ooh. You can just dump it.
The Niners Raiders game is locked on my account. Chiefs are down to 12.5 now. That's actually a much better teaser number now. Under six, it's six right now.
Five. That's so scary. I'm fine with throwing Dallas in there. Screw that. We're getting too fancy here.
Okay.
Georgia, so, Michigan, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Minnesota. Colt
what about
McCoy
Dolphins?
Cardinals, interesting.
Dolphins
plus 10. Love that. Yes. Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay, here it is. So what are the odds on a 7-point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-leg teaser, Jeff?
You can find it. I mean, it's got to be, it's probably plus 400. What do you think? More, higher?
I'm guessing it is going to be higher than that.
Right, let's see here. I'm going to put a bunch of sides together and see if I can do this here. Ready?
For the record, this is an incredibly irresponsible bet that no one should make. But
a 7-leg teaser, a seven point, 600 plus 600
plus 600. We love that. That's worth a little $15 bet. What do you think?
Oh yeah, it's a half unit wager for sure. Yeah.
All right, let's fly. all right. So why don't we? So we've got our five. We've got our picks. We've got our ridiculous teaser. Is there anything else? There's a lot of bowls going on. Any other picks you want to make? Before we go,
I like Washington to beat Texas, but I'll take the 3.5. I like Penn State. Unfortunately, I don't like saying this, to beat Utah in the Rose Bowl. You're gonna not listen to this. Obviously, the game will be over. But Oregon plays tonight. They're gonna score. I took their over 44.5, which is a lot of points. But I think they score a bunch of points tonight. So. Yeah, man. Another great week of football. We're powered by the Varsity Podcast Network. Have a great weekend, everyone. If you like our picks, hate our picks, let us know. Please leave a review at Jeff Schwartz at MMFord10 on Twitter. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend of sports watching. Happy New Year.